part of Broadway. It was Chris
Good
Creep
start.
Shannon.
Good start.
Go, go, Porn Rangers.
Oh, God, is this our open?
I don't even know what this show's called at this point.
We can bring a train wreck back.
Because, I mean, like, we did, Asa and I did Mr. 100 Five Star Man last week. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is supposed to be, all right, welcome
this
to.
This was supposed to be Hype Train.
Welcome to an all new episode of Hype Train. I'll be your conductor tonight, Shannon Young.
Not enough hype on it. Not enough hype.
Are we restarting or are we just
going to?
No,
gonna... I'm just going to. All right. All right. 3, 2.
Oh, no.
1. Yeah. Welcome to the Hype Train. I'll be your conductor, Shannon Young.
That was terrifying. Never do that again.
Yeah, I felt like I was channeling Cody. But like not in a good way.
Can you do it as the NPR person?
Who's the NPR person?
Jesse the first time.
Welcome to the Hype
welcome
Train.
Welcome to the Hype Train.
This Except is, his voice is so fucking smooth. Like it's just that buttery goodness.
Jesse or the NPR guy?
Yes.
Wait, mine's not?
No, I mean it is, but but you're doing a voice. That's like, because Jesse was still kind of sick.
My voice.
And, you've heard Jesse's either morning voice or when when he's sick.
The deep frog.
Yeah, and it's
deep
just
frog,
like,
that's
how?
My nickname for him.
How is anyone deep frog?
My natural voice is kind of nasally, mm-hmm. and I have to, try to cover that. I hate hearing myself. Anyway.
I know, and it's a good thing all I do is commentary and podcasting.
Welcome to show. My name is Shannon Young. I'll be your host tonight. Down at the end of the table is the sound guy.
I'm the director.
Asa Gray.
You gonna say hi?
He does.
I did. I told him I was the director.
He's the director. Oh. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And I forgot one of the other names I was going to call Dalton.
Think about it.
Take your time.
Yep. That air is always good.
Oh, it had something to do with pornography.
It's pronounced pornography.
Give me another one of them pornography films. National Pornographic.
Oh, God, why is that? That's a thing, right?
So, if you're tuning in for Karen Ashley.
We're sorry.
Yeah, you've picked the wrong train.
Also, I would like to think that you know by the title of this video and the image.
I think that's what this show is going to be called, is absolutely not the interview with Karen Ashley. I'll make it very clear.
I feel like we shouldn't even put her name on it at all.
Nope.
Absolutely not the interview with the Yellow Ranger. We will be talking to the Salmon Pink Ranger tonight, though. That's going to be a lot of fun.
No, that's Shinesman.
Oh, that's a different show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll try to get him anyway.
Wait, what was the color?
Salmon pink.
So salmon.
Pink.
Yes.
But is it salmon?
I will go home.
Or is it salmon?
No, it's salmon. I am a seafood expert.
Motherfucker.
Retired. My certifications don't expire.
Well, I just
I mean, I have like 3 times already.
Okay, good. Well, then
that's why I was saying, we probably don't want to put her name on it. Especially if she decides to let me see
what they did instead.
Let me see what these guys are all about. And then she listens and she's like, oh no.
She goes, oh, that's the show I'm supposed to be on.
She blocks Tanner.
They made a reference to me.
Oh, thank God.
Let's skip to a random part in the show and it's just me going so then he fucking grabs her asshole and stretches it out.
When did we ever say that?
That's later in the show.
Oh.
That's on the pre-show. Yeah. It's that $1 content.
There's a lot of stuff on the pre-show that we can't say on the regular show.
Yeah. Oh, geez. If you want to hear a really good pre-show, go back to last night's pre-show.
Did we do a show last night? I didn't do a show last
night. Nerd Up.
I know. I'm aware. I was a joke.
Well, for a second, I was like, wait, what show did we do last night?
So in all actuality, if you really did come here for the Karen Ashley interview,
which
thank God none of us promoted except Lindsay.
Thanks, dog.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm not mad at you for it because we've never had a guest cancel on us. And she didn't cancel on us. She had a scheduling conflict. She will be on the show in the future. So we're still excited to have Karen on here. But unfortunately, she could not be on tonight. So if you came here for Karen Ashley's interview, please stay tuned to a later episode with far less cursing. Where we will definitely do that. We're also going to try to get Jason David Frank on the show.
Eh.
I mean, we're going to try.
Johnny Young Bosch?
We're going to try to get The Rock.
Walter Jones?
We're going to try to get...
We're gonna try to get Donald Trump on the show soon to ask him a couple questions.
First of all, how dare you?
First off, who the fuck are you? who the fuck do you think you are? So that leaves us without a topic tonight. Gonna be honest with you, we didn't have a backup plan.
Nope, we should have. In retrospect,
yeah, we really should have. I had a couple ideas for shows, but it's one of those where it's like.
We need the time to...
You probably need time to prepare to really think of it because, you'll answer.
When do we ever prepare, Asa?
Yeah, put me on the spot. Put me on the spot right now.
So one of them was, because you guys did the, what series
would you want to see come back?
What series? What series do you want to see?
I mean, because honestly, on Thursday, half the time he tells us like an hour before the show, if that.
That's
not
true. I'm in that group chat. Yeah, but on like confirm.
But on like but on the like Tuesday shows, we usually like plot things out a little bit more.
You're organized, Asa.
It's not even me. It's not even me. Most of the time, it's like him on like Saturday or Sunday will send me a message and be like, "Hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking."
Well, he wants to be organized with you.
Something strikes my fancy, and I'm like, "That's. I think that'd be a fun topic to talk about."
Yeah.
While you're thinking about it,
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say. Well, no, I actually have something I want to ask you guys about, but I don't know if you've seen it. But you go first. You show me yours, and I'll show you mine.
So mine was with and it's more of a because with so D23 happened, and they were talking about Kind of Funny.
Mine's also related to D23.
But so on Kind of Funny, they were talking about like the new shows and how people are not justifiably, but people are kind of starting to expect a Marvel gaming universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like they want to see that the PS4 Spider-Man game would be in the same universe as the Avengers game and things like that.
They want to literally tie everything together.
Right.
Okay.
Which I mean, I get, but I also don't think that's going to happen.
No.
And also neither do they. But my question is, so assume that with the Avengers game coming out and you have Captain America as playable and you have Thor, Hulk, Black Widow,
what have you?
Yeah, everybody, Iron Man.
Everybody.
Do you think that kind of removes the possibility of there being like a really fleshed out single player campaign driven Spider-Man style game for those characters? Because Sony,
she's saying they'll never make a Thor game.
Yeah. Like we're not going to get a super, like a really like a dedicated Captain America game now.
Because they're relying on the other content to fill all that in.
Well, because you know you don't want to compete with the Avengers game where you're already playing those characters, and you don't want to have like one version of Captain America feel or play a lot better than the other one.
Yeah.
Granted, they are doing an Iron Man VR game.
That's different. Separately. They did a Spider-Man VR game too. I don't count those.
So
well, actually, there is a Marvel VR game in general.
Yeah.
Where you can play as Captain America, characters. You can play as Wolverine, stuff like that. I agree with you. I don't think we'll ever see a single player.
Mm-hmm. Was that a VR game or was that the Xbox Kinect thing?
No, it's VR.
No, it is VR. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I don't think we'll ever see a single player game for those again. With games like Marvel Ultimate Alliance and stuff, short of movie tie-ins, which there was a guy actually came in the store the other day that was looking for those original Sega games that they made based on Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, Hulk, Captain America, and I think that was it. They're not good games.
Well, okay,
but
so
he wanted them.
They did two Hulk games, and one of them was actually pretty fun. I think Ultimate Destruction.
Ultimate Destruction was really fun, but that was back. That was like a comic Hulk game. That wasn't
it wasn't based on the movie.
I think that
there was a really good Hulk game that came out on GameCube.
That's same.
That
one.
Ultimate Destruction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was the one where you could just run around, destroy everything.
You could like destroy the city. You could like punch into like semis and turn those into like
boxing gloves.
That
game was awesome.
I kind of find that sad because I really like the lore of a specific group, and I think Ultimate Alliance 3, and I know Dalton may back me up on this, and Asa, I know Lindsay did not play it, she did watch me play it.
Yes, I did.
They rush you through so many different zones with so many different characters arcs and stuff that it's really fast and you don't really get to sink your teeth in. I would much rather play a game where it's set entirely in the world of X-Men, where I can explore the mansion. I can go to New York. I can really feel what it's like to be the X-Men. Or, you know, like Thor, stuff like that. I think whenever you take all these characters and you put them into one game, even though it's cool to have them together, you still need that single, like, sensation of their world.
I think that's why the Avengers game is focusing initially on the five characters. And then they have you have the tease of Hank Pym. You have, it looks like probably Miss Marvel is going to be part of the story because they have that, a girl who looks a lot like Kamala Khan, you know, falling on the grate and getting, and being covered in that gas. So, like, she could either be future DLC or she might just be, like, part of the story.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of what, because, like, games like Lego, like the Lego Avengers game where it's like, hey, you can play as literally every Marvel character ever, except the X-Men in the second one.
There you go. Or Fantastic Four.
But they all have like there's like and it's and to a lesser extent Ultimate Alliance. You know, they have that shared kind of move pool where okay, so you fly or have a fireball or you know things like that. Like you know, there's only a couple things you can do in those games. Still a lot of fun and really addictive collectathons, really. But I think that's why they're doing it with this Avengers is, you know, you can get a better feel for
which is
Cap
good.
And Thor.
Because it really sucks whenever you have a game like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, like the Punisher's coming out for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge Punisher fan. But the difference in playing as the Punisher thrown into this world that has nothing to do with him or whatever, he's just a character I can play as with moves, mm-hmm. yeah. as opposed to a game that's based on the Punisher, like that PS2 Punisher game I never got to play, but I heard it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And it was brutal. I remember seeing
because it was built toward him. It was about torturing enemies. I mean, it was the Punisher.
Yeah.
It's not Punisher going into the X-Mansion and shooting Sentinels or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it feels so hollow.
And also, like, it doesn't matter who you pick in that game. Ultimate Alliance 3, that's my biggest complaint with it, is you can literally be any character and none of the dialogue changes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, Hulk, I told you the couple examples of talking to Deadpool and him saying, wow, that was worse than being punched in the face by Wolverine.
Hulk.
And I'm Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like, I'm like being stabbed by Wolverine. And it's like, well, I'm Wolverine. Why are you saying it like that? Or being Hulk and talking to Hulk, and you're using full, wow, I can't believe this happened. What's going on?
Hulk smash!
Hulk smash, you puny, move along. And it's like, okay, I'm you, but it's...
They could have at least thrown something in where Hulk talks to Hulk and just goes, Hulk confuse.
Yeah, like, or anything. Like, it's, I don't know. I just, like, that was a huge bummer for me.
Can you imagine if the movies only did Avengers movies now and not solo movies? Like, if they had the shared universe and it was mm-hmm. only the shared universe from now on, like every movie was about the Avengers, not about Captain America.
Have Black Panther 2 or anything like
not
that.
Black Panther 2. It was just Avengers.
Avengers 74.
I guess the closest thing I could say to it would be like Captain America Civil War. Because mm-hmm. that was a Captain America movie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But it was basically an Avengers movie.
Right.
You know?
It focused on Cap
and Iron Man more. But I could see that just being kind of a downer. Like, it would be kind of boring.
You could have made that Iron Man 4 Civil War, and it would have played
similarly.
Similar.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, I don't know, because they are already in a shared universe. Like, all of the solo movies, like, they all kind of have repercussions, and, you know, you can see fingerprints of other Marvel movies in there.
Yeah.
But they're not, but it's not just, you know, it's all just team movies.
It's not all, like, generic place and there. Do you remember they had that great Batman, the animated series, and they had that great Superman show that was on in, like, the 90s and 2000s?
Yeah,
was it?
Superman New Adventures or whatever.
Yeah, but then they changed it to just Justice League. And it didn't feel as cool. Like, it didn't feel as good. I didn't like Justice League as much as I liked Batman, the animated series, or Superman.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah. But, like, that Justice League, and I'm not talking about Unlimited. I love Unlimited more, but, like, I love that Justice League cartoon.
Was that the one from the
late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah. Like, it was a great cartoon, but like whenever you have a more of a focus on a particular character, that character gets fleshed out more.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why I like Justice League Unlimited a lot, because a lot of that was zeroed in on characters. So like you would have the Justice League, but then you would also have like Superhero of the Week. So like you'd have like a Hawk or Dove, or you'd have Batman Beyond, or you'd have something.
They would
like
have
that.
Their own like their own episodes.
So,
yeah.
But Unlimited is very underrated in my opinion. I think some of the best DC animated stuff they ever did was that show.
I want to go back and rewatch the Superman show and Justice League, because I never really gave those a fair shake because they just weren't as good as Batman.
Or at least
I didn't like them as much as Batman. Yeah. So, but I was probably a shitty little kid who.
You?
This isn't Batman.
No.
Justice League can't use Batman characters, so this is stupid.
Justice League, the movie, by the way, was the best Justice for me because they showed Superman was superior, Batman was a little bitch.
They really did.
Yeah.
They really fucking nerfed Batman in that.
They nerfed Batman hard, but that's fair because realistically,
it makes sense,
that's what would happen. Well, if Batman had 20 minutes to prepare for Steppenwolf.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he would. So if you could pitch a single player... take Avengers and Spider-Man off the table. Like, or the five Avengers that are going to be in the Avengers game.
Yeah.
Remove them and Spider-Man.
X-Men.
Marvel Games is about to announce a solo hero movie.
So not X-Men.
Solo hero.
Yeah.
Cyclops.
No, that would suck. Yeah.
Like, there's going to be a solo hero game. Like, someone is getting a, single player... campaign-focused game.
But a quality game. Not just a movie time.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is it like they are giving it the Spider-Man treatment. Who do you want and what studio do you want? Who would you want to make it?
Oh, that is a good just off-the-cuff question. I guess the one I've always wanted to play as most, other than the X-Men, because I know the X-Men is a cheat code because there are a bunch of them.
Right.
Would probably be Thor. Even though I'm not big on the character himself.
Motherfucker, I said take the Avengers off the table.
Oh, so I can't do Thor himself?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant just... No, it like can't the be the Avengers.
The characters in the Avengers game.
So, oh, the new one, the five.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cap,
okay.
Thor, Hulk. Gotcha. Tony and Black Widow, and then Spider-Man That's what I'm talking about. Is because like I don't think they're going to get like that single player game. Also, if because you want to, if you want to feel like Thor, play God of War, and it'll feel so better. Good.
Well, then I'm gonna have to go back to my roots and say the Punisher, because you can easily make a GTA style game with the Punisher.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The villains aren't over the top. They're, you know, it's all about gunplay and stuff like that. I think they can make it very fun. And I would have Rockstar do it. Have Rockstar make a Punisher game, like, proper. And I think they would knock it out of the park. Like, look what they did with Red Dead and, to a lesser, much lesser extent, Grand Theft Auto. Because I'm not a huge Grand Theft Auto fan. I'm going to be honest. I love the gameplay, but the world has always, like, I don't want to be a criminal. I don't want to be a thug.
Right.
I want to be a cowboy.
You want to be an outlaw.
Yeah. I want to go to Outlaw Mud Shows and perform.
Oh, shit.
I know, right? But yeah, I think The Punisher would be a fantastic game, you know? And if not The Punisher, the X-Men.
No, because, yeah, I would also kill for like a, like a, like this kind of Avengers-style game, but like X-Men. X-Men. Even if it is just the original, like, the original team.
Or Magneto. Like, if I had to pick one, I think Magneto would probably be the most fun. Like, he has, play all the X-Men stuff, but from the other side, where you're the Brotherhood and you, I don't know, kill
or have him presidents. Try to recruit, like, he has to try to, like, recruit.
Gosh, I miss the X-Men Legends game so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that really helps, because, like, as I'm thinking about it, because, like, I was saying Wolverine, but I was like, fuck, we've pretty much gotten that game.
A couple
Give
times.
Give it to me again.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but you already had the best one.
And that's what I mean, is, like, we have one good one.
Yeah, yeah, so, like, thinking about it, I was going to say Wolverine. Besides that, I really don't have anybody. I think the thing about the Spider-Man game that's super important to note, that the world that they put him in is Spider-Man's world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was catered to that specific character.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, other characters really don't have that. And then I was like, well, you could do Batman. And I was like, wait a minute. They did an entire, like, they did four games of that. So if you were like, all right, gun to your head, what do you want? Daredevil, Hell's Kitchen, but make it like Arkham Asylum.
Can I jump in real quick? You talk about Batman. One thing I hated about those Batman games was, even though they were open world and they kind of took place in Gotham, I didn't get what I wanted. I wanted a game like Spider-Man where I could be Batman in Gotham City. I could stop minor crimes. I could just live the life of Batman.
And whereas Gotham was abandoned. Everyone was in their quarantine or whatever.
Arkham Asylum was just at the asylum.
Right.
So that made sense.
Arkham City was the one that I thought, oh, this is the one.
Well, Arkham City made sense because they walled off.
You were technically still in Arkham. It was just that they took over a giant part of.
Arkham Origins was Christmas Eve, so it made sense that the place was barren. Yeah, it wasn't good.
I thought it was a cop-out of just
It was a cop-out, and it wasn't good.
They at least explained it. Like, and I'm happy that they explained it. I just hated the explanation that we
got. Yeah, because it was a pretty bull. Like, go to a movie theater.
There's a blizzard.
Yeah,
everyone's snowed in because the blizzard's coming.
And then
it's Gotham, bitch. They had them streets clean.
Yeah, and then, Arkham Knight. They quarantined, they exited the town. Like, yeah, they evacuated.
They've never made a Batman game where it's like, here's Gotham, like Spider-Man, swing around, pick up, you know, police reports, go stop them, and then you can have the big missions with the big criminals.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I always wanted. I wanted a Batman game where I could be Batman.
That would have been really
cool. Because you can't get that with any other character. You can't have an X-Men game where it's free roam and you just run around New York. Because
What I was saying.
You could, and it would actually be kind of interesting of, like, make an X-Men game, but there is a PR meter. Like, there's a public relations meter. If you walk around at the beginning of the game, people are calling you mutie. People are like...
On which mutant you pick. Because some of them get away with it much easier.
I mean,
Psylocke walks through, like, Manhattan in a dress. No one cares.
I'm assuming...
Beast walks through at all.
I'm assuming you're in your X-Men garb. Like, you are in your uniform. They know who you are.
Okay.
You're patrolling.
You're not trying to, like, pass. You are on your way to do something or something like that. But you have a public relations meter of, you know, people are harassing you on the street. Like, so you kind of have to avoid certain heavily trafficked areas, otherwise, you know, it slows you down.
Yeah.
But then you stop a burglary. You save people who are in a car wreck. You do something like that, and eventually, over time, you actually start changing people's minds and perceptions on mutant kind.
But see, that's the problem I always had with the X-Men was, like, you when you say, like, you stop a burglary, I can't imagine the X-Men ever stopping a burglary.
They do all the time.
That's not Colossus's job. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Have you? When was the last time you read an X-Men comic? They are constantly out. They are constantly.
If you saw his stack of comics that he has not read lately,
I mean, mine's bigger.
I don't doubt it.
But I'm saying, like, the X-Men,
because they are constantly out in the city, like. They're just trying to go out and have lunch, or you know, they're having a meeting, or they're just out and about because they're people.
They're kind of Iceman. I want an Iceman game.
Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't your first answer. Like,
I was like, what X-Men would I actually want to play as? But no, like Iceman, and you can just make it the Spider-Man game.
And just fly around on ice instead.
Yeah, just like X-Men. With ice and a little bit more gay, but because he's gay. Right. Don't look at me like
okay, I'm not dumb.
She popped for it, and I was like, I'm not being homophobic.
I thought he was banging Rogue.
No,
that's Gambit.
In the movie?
Sir. But no, I would want Daredevil, but Arkham Asylum, like that first one. Because it's in a very quarantined spot, make that Hell's Kitchen. And then you can still do like the later Batman Arkham things where like you have cameos from like Nightwing and Robin. Mm-hmm. Like you can have Iron Fist pop in for a second.
See, that's the one that that's the one I would want. I would want a Rocksteady made Iron Fist game.
Oh, well, that's
See, but the whole Defenders, and that's the reason the thing I said about the X-Men was that when you think of the X-Men, you think of not Omega level threats. I don't know if that's an actual term that that's ever used.
There's Omega level mutants, which means that they have that whatever their ability is, they are the strongest at that.
And the X-Men are kind of a middle ground where I could see them stopping crimes, but I more think of them fighting Mr. Sinister. I think of them fighting Apocalypse, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There are very few superheroes that you can put in an urban setting or like a realistic city and have them fight crime, and it makes sense. You're never going to have Iron Man flying around New York stopping petty crimes. They don't show that in the movies. They don't show that.
He literally has a suit of armor taking care of that for him.
That's a very boring game. Crime. Well, and also, press button.
There's also
crime solved.
I'm really sorry for that yawn in there.
Here's a Playboy model.
It's like
model.
The fourth one of this of tonight. But there is kind of a hierarchy within the Marvel heroes. Like, yeah, you don't even in their solo stories. Captain America is really the only one that's really ground level of the Avengers.
Or Black Widow.
Everyone else, even Black Widow, isn't on
but
the
she's
ground.
More like special ops.
She's special ops. She's out in other countries. Thor's in Asgard or New Asgard or wherever now. Right.
But then you have like the Defenders.
Tony Stark, like the current run, at least where I'm at, which I'm 6 months behind because I'm reading it on Marvel Unlimited. He is currently entirely involved, and it is a worldwide problem, but he is involved in this like VR thing that he's created. Like he kind of created a Ready Player One scenario that has been shockingly went awry.
These guys got to stop doing things.
I know. But and then you have like the Defenders who are more street level, stopping the random crimes and like Spider-Man, things like
that. The Punisher, guys like that. Yeah. Batman, even.
But I think like the only thing that would keep me from wanting like a true like, because with the Iron Fist game, I'm picturing you're in New York, but you're also in Kung, like you visit Kung Lung, you visit these other locations.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't necessarily be open world just because there's no easy traversal mechanic. For Iron Fist, like you would pretty much have these like certain areas that you could explore.
Let's use the Bifrost like God of War.
Yeah, kind of. But like that's the kind of combat that I would want because Rocksteady, I think Rocksteady, I loved Spider-Man, but I think Rocksteady has the market on that kind of like not rhythm-based combat, but
I know
you're
saying.
You can
stuff
fight
like that.
Because like you with the Iron Fist, you have like the other trainees, you can also fight the Hand, you can. There's a lot of
A lot of those guys you could
Like one on one. Like
they need to make a Defenders game.
That would be amazing. Although then you run
without Luke Cage.
But then you run into the problem of like
or Jessica Jones.
Like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones kind of play similar, as well as so do Iron Fist and Daredevil. Daredevil would have like the baton though.
And then the Punisher just walks in with a gun and kills everybody.
Like
just
mows everybody down.
And there's like one
no Russian.
What did he used to say? What was his quote from the show that he would always say?
No half measures.
About his kids, it was like something penny and dime.
I haven't seen it.
I'll look it up.
Did you not watch The Punisher?
No, he hasn't seen anything past the first season of Daredevil.
That's not true. I'm like three episodes into season 2.
Oh, shit. You know what I realized? We never watched season 2 of The Punisher.
Uh-uh.
Because I heard it was disappointing.
Because you got upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the scars were emotional.
Oh.
So I didn't even watch the show, but I knew that was
a button. Like Derek Boxdorfer for getting a boner there.
Oh. Do you have one, Lindsay?
No.
I figured I would ask.
Jim the Hollow Games, right? That's what we were going to say.
I don't play that style of game. Sorry.
You should.
Well, no, it doesn't even have to be like an action game. Like if there was something like set in a type of game that you would want to play, that just set like with a Marvel character.
Rock Band set.
No, I got it. No.
Jim and the Holograms.
I got it. It's an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. game. You play as Nick Fury. You go around catching other superheroes. You battle them. You wear them down. And then you capture them and bring them into S.H.I.E.L.D.
You are the collector.
You're the collector.
You just described phase one.
And it was game. It was one batch, two batch, penny and dime.
One batch, two batch, penny and dime, yeah. But that's what Nick Fury is like, Iron Man, I need your help. He's like, and then you beat him up and you throw a S.H.I.E.L.D. ball at him. And like you're in S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D. ball. Jesus Christ.
I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. It was super effective.
I'm just having this image of Nick Fury just throwing a ball at Tony Stark's head and it hitting him in the forehead and just staring at him.
Or Nick Fury, as I saw earlier today.
Oh.
No. Keep that to yourself.
Billy likes that one.
Now someone's getting a boner.
No.
Well, what I wanted to talk about from D23 was the new Star Wars trailer.
For Mandalorian or for the Rise of Skywalker?
We'll get to Mandalorian here in a second. The Rise of Skywalker. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about it last night.
Oh, well, God damn it. Now I don't want to talk
about it. It was D23. Of course we talked about it.
Well, Jesse there. What did you guys think of the lightsabers? The thing I want to know most.
My favorite thing was the meme of her switching it out, and it was the Sith Army knife. So it had all the extensions and stuff.
So just for the record, like, there's no way in, hold on, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock. Okay. There's no way in fucking hell, I had to make sure we could cuss again, that she's turning dark side.
No,
so
it
that
was
clearly bait and switch.
It was a vision.
Of some kind.
It was going to be a vision. Although, what I like, I said last night, and I'm sorry for those who listen to Nerd Up as well. I think it's pretty revolutionary, and we've never seen anything like it of teasing the protagonist of a Star Wars movie embracing the dark side in marketing before the movie comes out.
Yeah,
that's pretty fresh.
Like it's crazy. I'm glad to see them finally really break away from the original trilogy.
Wait, have they done that before?
No.
I like how you said break away from the original trilogy when that trailer, the first minute was just like, hey,
see, and that's,
remember how much you love Star Wars?
Uh-huh. You know, and remember this guy? That wasn't a trailer. That was a teaser.
Yeah.
Like, that is the definition of a teaser that we finally got. Like, Mandalorian got a trailer. This was, don't worry. Yes, the movie is coming out in 4 months now. So, less than that.
Yeah, Joker comes out in a month and a half.
What?
Mm-hmm. October 4th.
Yeah, we
Holy
were looking up.
Smoke.
We were
not
looking
gonna
up,
lie, I forgot about that one.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
for
that I
one.
Did too.
We were looking up for those dates for the Mortal Kombat Combat Pack because I thought that maybe the Joker got pushed up from Combat Pack 2 to the first one
because
to
of the
maybe
movie.
Tie in with the movie, but he doesn't come out until like a month after.
So sexy Joker, sexy pretty Joker.
To WWE 2K create a character Joker.
So I actually have a list of because we like our lists when Lindsay's on the show. We like to talk about things. 29 things that were announced during D23. Did you guys go over all of them last night?
We didn't go over everything, but we went through a lot of it.
Make it difficult for me. Why'd you have to cover D23? You could have talked about Borderlands more.
Because it was the nerd show, and it was Nerd Up, and we were not supposed to talk about things other than
nerd
Karen
stuff.
Ashley's career tonight.
I like the Mandalorian. I thought it
Mandalorian
was...
looked awesome.
It was cool.
My only complaint is I don't want Taika Waititi to voice IG-11.
Is that who's voicing IG-11?
Yeah. And I don't want IG-11 to be a goofy character. And
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah,
Bob looked up the timeline. I was like, where does this take place at? It said it takes place between Empire Strikes Back. It takes place between the Empire and the First Order.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought what he meant by that was that it took place between Empire Strikes Back and The Force Awakens. And I was like,
how?
So Return of the Jedi? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, is that not what he meant?
No, he meant it takes place between the fall of the Empire and the birth of the First Order, I guess.
Oh, so
even
like,
though
it's...
I saw quite a few Imperial soldiers there.
Well, there were a lot of Stormtrooper helmets and like bodies.
When Stormtroopers, there was parts where they were running around. So
yeah.
I'm kind of confused by it.
Well, I think it's probably as the Empire, like the last bits of the Empire collapse.
Yeah, because if you follow the expanded universe, you know,
you can't anymore.
Which you can't, but their original stuff was the Empire continued after the death of Palpatine. You know, mm-hmm. they did more stuff. And by the way, Disney, I don't know if you guys talked about this last night. Don't tease me with a dark series that's not going to be dark. I saw that trailer. I saw it look like that dude was about to get cut in half. Like, all of these things that made me think, oh, this could be a really, like...
Oh, you mean Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
This could be really you remembered it's on Disney Plus.
It's on
and
Disney
nothing's
Plus.
Going to be over PG-13.
Which, I mean, you can still do dark, but not be rated R.
Right.
So, I mean, this could be a...
This could be dark, but, like, you're not going to show the guy get cut in half. Like, you're not going to show these things that I thought... Like, this show will be as violent as it can be for Disney Plus. I am curious to see how far Disney will go on their Plus channel.
Not very. That's what they have Hulu for.
Yeah.
I guess... Damn.
Because they own Hulu, and that's where like Hellstrom and what did he say last night too? Ghost Rider. Like, that's where those series are going.
Yeah, so looking at the series list here, I'll go over them. We're not going to talk about all of them, but I'm curious which ones you guys talked about and what you're talking about here. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Don't care.
Didn't talk about it.
Yeah. But it's got Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I don't care. I'm still mad about the first like I know Maleficent that name. Film.
That's just one of my favorite SNL bits. Encore, starring Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Didn't talk about it.
No clue what that is.
The show brings together former castmates of High School Musicals, tasking them with recreating their original performances years after they last performed it in a high school reunion like no other.
Is this a scripted show, or is it like a game show?
It just says Kristen Bell.
I'm assuming.
Because she could be hosting it.
I think it'll be just a TV show. Yeah. It sounds like High School Musical, the reunion. Never mind. Follow that up. High School Musical, the series.
Yeah, I know they're supposed to have a series.
Yep, that's the name of it.
High School Musical.
The musical. Yeah.
All right, we'll go to hell. The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
We mentioned it.
It's just going to be weird.
But yeah, it's just fun. Him going around. It's him traveling. He's getting a travel show, and he's just reacting to things.
Traveling around the world as he learns about things from ice cream to tattoos to denim.
Did you watch the... No, he... So you didn't watch the trailer of him explaining what the show was.
I did not.
He apparently is a huge sneakerhead. Like, he is obsessed with sneakers.
And he also
has like a weird obsession of like blue culture. Jeans and denim.
Why does it make you sad they like shoes?
Because I have to deal with this crap on a weekly basis.
Not from Jeff Goldblum.
I would rather deal with his.
Yes. Everybody would.
Lady and the Tramp.
The
live action film.
Real quick, going back to the Jeff Goldblum thing, he had one of the things he said in that trailer where he talked about the show that I really liked was you have to go in assuming you know nothing, because how else do you learn anything about, you know, different things? And I thought that was a neat approach to hear from someone like Jeff Goldblum, who I always got the air, like, undeservedly. Like, I understand that I'm judging the man on nothing other than my own, like, impression. But he always kind of just seemed like he would be, like, super pompous.
Yeah. But yeah. In a good way?
I won't even know in a good way. Like, he's fun, and I enjoy Jeff Goldblum. But I felt like if we ever met, like, he would just be a dick. And again, that's unfair of me. That's just the vibe that
he's
I got.
He's the man that did the entire Simpsons... What is it?
He reread the steamed ham.
The steamed ham episode, yeah.
He also apparently
when he sits in airports where there's a piano, he'll just sit down and just start playing.
Oh, yeah. He's that guy.
Yeah, airports just have pianos.
Some do.
Good ones. Not Cape not Regional.
Really. But he also has the thing
screw
where
that place.
He also has the thing where he's like, people come up to me and ask, is it pronounced Goldblum or Goldblum? And I tell them, how dare you approach me? Which that's clear. Like, I understand that that's a bit, but it's funny.
I think he did you ever see the Conan O'Brien skit Secrets, where they get
Secrets.
Where they get a celebrity, and it's like there was one that was like Goldblum Secrets, and it's just him sitting at a table in like this dungeon looking place, just saying weird shit. I love those skits. Look them up. Lady and the Tramp. The cool thing about Lady and the Tramp is that the dog that plays the tramp is a rescue dog. Which I thought was kind of neat.
Oh, are they using real dogs?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a live action movie. And it was
dogs can be trained.
Yeah, I mean, that's but I didn't know. Like,
I don't know. That was the most, like, I know you didn't mean it that way, but that was the
most. That sounded shitty.
Pompous thing. Dogs can be trained.
You dumb fuck.
Like, wow.
Unlike all of their CG animals.
They were trained really well. What the hell are you talking
like,
about?
Like, I get what you were going for. You're comparing it to, like, Lion King, but where, like, you can't like really train. You can't train an entire fucking jungle to all act together at the same time.
The power.
All right, guys, bring them in. Bring in the lions.
The power of Disney knows no bounds.
The Mandalorian, which I am super excited about. Noel, which is about Santa's daughter.
It's going to be a Christmas special.
I like Anna Kendrick.
I like Anna Kendrick Lamar better.
Stop it. Now and later, Jeopardy category month.
Frozen 2. Which, okay. Whatever. I'm over
I'll
it.
I'll watch it.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I'll be there for it.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
I need to see the end. I need to know what happens. I'll see it day one. They got Palpatine in the background hard. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he's a Force ghost like Yoda was, probably.
Probably.
Black Widow, mm-hmm. I think, will be interesting. Maybe.
I don't like how, like, because the poster, you get your first little view of Taskmaster, and he just looks like it's a guy wearing a paintball helmet.
Yes.
Like, I don't, that bums me out.
Taskmaster, like, the skull face, sword and shield guy?
Yes.
Wow, I gotta look that up. Soul?
Looks cool.
I haven't watched any of that yet.
Tina Fey's in it, so I'm gonna see it.
Pixar's, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from Pixar's next one.
Jungle Cruise with Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt.
That's
I'm sold.
Just another why.
No, I'm sold. Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson.
You're gonna take a.
I mean, I'll watch it, but
take a still from that skyscraper, Jumanji.
I know.
Like every movie, and see if you can narrow down.
I just don't know how they're making it into a full movie when like the Tower of Terror was like an hour long Disney Channel movie.
I mean. They made Pirates of the Caribbean
into like
15 movies. So.
They sure did.
We got the Eternals with Salma Hayek. Oh, I'm sold now.
Have you seen?
There it is.
Yeah, it is.
Did you see the trailer for the new Rambo movie?
Last Blood?
Yeah.
I watched an old trailer for it when he's like straight up cowboy.
I don't know how recent the one I saw the other night was, but like, what are the odds that movie ends with he's just like, in a home, like flipping out on a bunch of orderlies.
Oh no.
I don't like that at all.
Look, Sylvester Stallone is in great shape for.
Are you looking?
Yeah, he's currently looking for how old he is.
He's 73.
I was going to say 60 something, but.
I was going to say 100.
I wish I was in that shape at 73 or now.
I still love. My favorite thing is, I think it was either the Expendables. Or when they did the when he played Rocky again for the first time in however long, whichever movie that was.
Creed.
Rocky Balboa.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And he's like, and they're like, how are you in such great shape? And he's like, steroids.
Yeah.
I am on a lot of steroids. Like,
oh, no.
They do that?
I mean, no. That's like, he was joking.
Oh.
He like worked. He just worked hard and ate right and had like a bunch of trainers and stuff. And.
Onward. As Dalton does the
steroid in the ass.
I was going to make it a little more classy.
You did it in your arm.
And then I did it in the ass.
He's shooting up double steroids.
Yeah, that's how much steroids.
Raya and the Last Dragon featuring Awkwafina. Cruella with Emma Stone. Have you seen that picture?
That one I kind of want to watch.
Yeah, okay.
I like that they're taking a punk rock spin on it.
For the prequel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a prequel?
Yeah, it takes place in the 1970s.
Hmm. Yeah, 70s London, so they're doing the like Clash style punk rock. Yeah.
Black Panther 2, obviously. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to watch the hell out of that.
The Lizzie McGuire reboot.
Okay, what is wrong with everybody?
I'm excited about that. No, I am excited about that.
Jesse also was like, and those are the only announcements that we care about. And I was like, you didn't say Lizzie McGuire. Lizzie McGuire is amazing.
She was a staple of television.
And deservedly so.
I had a poster of Hillary Duff because
you
Bob,
still have a poster of her.
Bob was obsessed with
she's
with
just in the closet.
He was obsessed with Lizzie McGuire. Like he loved it. He grew up in that time period, so it's not weird. you have to say it that way. and then he got me into Hillary Duff, and I never watched Lizzie McGuire, but I love Hillary Duff. So I will not watch this, but I like Hillary Duff.
Then you should watch it. Yeah, I'm excited. Like I'm excited for it. I like that she's coming back.
I liked the show originally.
I like that they're keeping her little. They're going to keep her little animated. Inner thought self is going to be there.
Oh, so she's just psychotic now.
Hillary Duff was on her
way. She was in high school.
She had.
Oh, did she actually have a condition?
No.
The way you said it made me think that
so
like she actually had an undiagnosed.
Throughout the TV show, there would be like an inner commentary animated character that would pop up and comment on the scenes.
Yeah, but now she's an adult.
Yeah.
So instead of Scrubs, when he like you hear his inner thoughts, it's just shown as. It's not like she's talking to her.
Okay.
This cartoon version of herself. That's just the way that they are. That's the way they present her
inner
thought.
Dialogue.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff was in a really, really good episode of Community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff is a really, really good.
Who names their kid Megan? Trying to run a bitch factory? God.
Moon Knight.
I'm excited for it. It's probably not coming out until like 2022, but.
Ms. Marvel.
That'll be fun.
Here's the one I'm excited about, and this is the reason I wanted to talk about it, and it took this far to get there.
You could have just started with it.
Muppets Now.
And that's one we actually didn't talk about last night.
I am such a big fan of the Muppets. When we met Hornswoggle at the CCW event.
We had different interactions.
We did. Everybody else like talked to him about wrestling. I talked to him about the Muppets.
He asked me about my beard oil. He was not impressed.
We talked about the Muppets. And he told me how being on Raw with the Muppets was, short of his children, was the coolest thing that's ever happened to him in his life. So I love the Muppets. I love the old movies. Kermit is like, everyone talks about their spirit animal. It would be Kermit. I don't know why. I just always loved him. And I loved their show that they had on a couple years ago. That it was kind of like 30 Rock, but it was with the Muppets Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that show got canceled. I thought that was a great show.
Nobody watched it.
I mean, you watched it?
We did every week.
Uh-huh.
There was tens of you.
Which, I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, I'm trying to think of a show I hate that's still on the air, and I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I mean, there were aspects of it that I thought Fox were News. Unnecessary, Family Guy. But overall, I really enjoyed it.
What'd you say?
I said Fox News.
That's a whole channel. That's a hard one. What'd you say, Asa?
Bachelor.
You hate The Bachelor?
That's a real... Who likes The Bachelor?
A million people.
About to say more people Millions than they like of The people. Muppets.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's because they took God out of high school.
Did you see...
what would you call them?
I'd probably call them some kind of sodless godamites.
Did you... The thing that I don't understand about this Muppet show is that it's unscripted.
Yeah, what does it mean? It's a short form unscripted show.
So it's going to be like improv, and it's going to be shorter than a regular show. So they will probably be little like 15-minute blips.
So it's like little Steven Universe and like Adventure Time. Do you think they're going to like put two of them together to make a 30-minute block? Which I guess they don't have.
They don't have to now because like I've actually got a bunch of like random little shows on Netflix I've been watching that are that same way. They're little like 12 to 15-minute randomness.
Mm-hmm.
That I just keep finding myself watching, and I'm not sure why.
What do you think about them announcing that they're not going to dump everything all day one? Like everything's going to be.
I didn't expect them to dump everything day one.
I did.
No. Not everything's coming out when it launches, but like so when you know because The Mandalorian does come out the day that the service is announced, but there's only going to be one episode of it.
Oh, they're doing weekly.
It's weekly.
Like Young Justice.
Instead of it being all like bingeable, like Netflix series where, okay, try to shotgun all of Orange is the New Black this weekend.
I think it's, I like it and I hate it because on the one hand, I hate waiting for the next show to see what happens.
Right.
But at the same time, there is an excitement. But I also worry that in a week's time, I lose interest in things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have that attention span now.
Because, we can still be good about watching, like, an episode a day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah. Okay, so I was getting caught up on Young Justice. Prime example. I got about four episodes into the new ones when they dropped, and then I had to wait, and I haven't watched it since.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I honestly don't even remember where I left off.
Glad they do that, though, because Swamp Thing, when I found out it was canceled, mm-hmm. it was on a week-to-week basis. You had to wait for the next episode. I stopped watching it. I was no longer waiting for the next weeks. If I had binged the entire thing in 2 days and then found out they're never doing a follow-up, I would have been like, I wasted 2 days.
I do kind of like that they're not going all at once because it makes it so much easier to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
With people instead of like this.
How much have you seen?
Yeah. Like, okay, well, where did you? Okay, so I watched 6 episodes mm-hmm. yesterday. You watched 4, but I've watched so much, it all kind of blends together. So I can't be like, hey, so did you get to where he kills the guy with the bowling ball? No. Oh crap. Well. Now you know that's like.
Sorry, kid.
Have you seen?
I didn't mean to spoil that for you.
Did you see this person die? Like no, like it's so it's hard. It's at least for me. Like, but I'm also dumb. Like I don't know if other people have that problem.
You're not dumb, honey.
Where it's just like, no, I know how many episodes I watched, and I know what happens in each episode.
No, I'm the same way, especially if it's a big spoiler.
But I like being able to like, cause and then you don't have to worry about like who you're talking to, cause like okay, so Dalton has seen 4 episodes, Lindsay and I have finished it, and you've only seen the first episode. And I got to be careful with what I say to who. Yes. Like, I don't want to mention the end of the season thing to you. Uh-huh. Whereas now we're all, you've either seen it or you haven't.
We're equal ground. So the person I was with at the time whenever I was watching Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm.
we were watching it independently of each other. So what I had, and I got super far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Because like. Because
you don't stop watching that show.
Yeah. She was able to somehow.
It's like you're addicted, like a drug.
Yeah. So what I would have to do is I would watch a bunch of episodes. Of course, I would lose count of right. how many you watch in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually just like I bookmarked the Wikipedia for a while on my phone, and I would go back and reread what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I would know exactly what happened in each episode.
Yeah,
I didn't like doing that because it was a bunch of backtracking over a very like mentally draining show, and reading that shit is no less traumatizing.
Yeah, and the show also likes to make little references to things where, you know, you see something in one episode and then like 3 episodes later, oh, that came back. Oh dear.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewatch it.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Because did you see the trailer for it's not a trailer, but did you see the teaser Netflix released for the movie?
They're doing a movie?
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a Breaking Bad movie coming out.
Yep.
And it picks up immediately after the show ended.
So Jesse just gets fucking shot, right?
Well, so the teaser is it's the really squirrely looking meth dude.
Okay,
his buddy, the one with perfect fucking teeth.
Yeah, I mean, it was clean meth. In fairness, it was the cleanest meth.
It's him. Like, he is in like a holding cell, and the police are, and he's talking to the cops, and he's like, "I don't know where he is, but even if I did know, I wouldn't tell you. I read the papers. I know what he went through. Why would I ever do anything to bring him back into this?" And it's just, and it's like, yeah, oh, and it like that scene, that little 30-second minute long.
Who are they talking about?
Heisenberg.
Jesse. No, they're talking about Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Okay.
Yeah. No, because they're looking for Jesse, because
Heisenberg's got to be dead, right? Like, he's dead.
Have you not seen the show?
I know he died at the end. Like, but did he die or did he die?
Oh, okay. That yeah, Squirrely Methy. Yeah. I found it.
How hard did he die? He died pretty hard, didn't he?
I mean, he wasn't.
He got shot.
He wasn't John McClane. He very much didn't John McClane. And they tried to do a little bit of a... if you haven't seen the show, you need to watch it, because it is fantastic.
It's really good.
Especially, I will say, though, so that show gets romanticized because of the last two seasons. The last two seasons are some of the best television that have ever been made, ever. And yeah. I will plant that. That's the hill I will die on.
I agree with you
on that.
What
about Better Call Saul?
I haven't seen it yet, and I really want to. But it's that thing of, I want to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad before I watch... Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
because Jesse really likes Better Call Saul, and I've heard really good things about it.
That's why I don't want to watch the movie, because one of the things I was happy about was that he got away. He didn't die,
mm-hmm.
And now they have a chance to kill him.
Yeah, something bad could happen.
Something bad could happen.
Okay, well, I don't feel bad. This trailer happened 3 days ago.
Yeah, no, it's new.
Do you know how much happens in 3 days?
But you're on, you know, podcasts that talk about, you know, pop culture and things.
We haven't talked about Breaking Bad in forever.
I know, and now we get to again.
Yay!
In other Breaking Bad news, it's coming.
Well, I mean, it's only going to be one movie.
That
you know of.
But no, but the first three seasons are good.
Yeah.
But they aren't, like, if you're watching those first three seasons and you're like, what is the, like, why are people, like, super, like, they're really good, but they're not, like, revolutionary. Whereas those, like, last two are just,
That last episode.
I don't like when you guys stop talking as I yawn. I'm like, no, keep going.
No, cover the noise.
That entire last episode, because, like, so I didn't watch it as it aired, but I got caught up right before the ass end of the last season, because that's whenever they split the seasons in half.
Yeah, which was bullshit, because it wasn't like an extra long season.
No. It was like 8 episodes. They just did 4 and 4.
Yeah.
So I got caught up that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Penny's wasn't working me, and I don't think I was working at Hastings yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, well, I got Netflix. So I just watched all of it in the course of like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, not a great show to binge.
No.
Yeah, that'll make you hate your life.
I don't need help.
It'll get you there.
I got caught up with my aunt and uncle out in Virginia, because there was two shows that we would watch together. The first one was Justified, which I still need to go back and finish.
I never watched that, but my dad loved that show.
Timothy Oliphant is a treasure.
And Walton Goggins, right?
Yes. Like, those first, like, I think I've seen the first like two seasons are great. And I want to, like, go back and rewatch it. But so we watched Justified, and then we started watching Breaking Bad together. And we were watching it as it came out every week. So then I moved back to Cape, and the apartment that I lived in, one of the, like, perks is they paid for your, they had a deal with Charter. They paid for your cable.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. It was this was the apartment that I had to sleep in the living, I had to keep my bed in the living room, because it was a window unit, and it was a whole separate room, and the window unit was above the fridge. So it only blew into the living room, and there was no way to get any air circulation into where the bathroom and the bedroom and the closet were.
So you slept in your living room?
So I had to sleep in my living room because it was too hot. Like, it was unlivable.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful. I hated that apartment. But they had cable, and they had cable when Breaking Bad was ending. So I watched it at home live, like, while texting people, of just like, what the fuck?
I've never watched it. I don't get to watch a lot of TV. I still haven't finished X-Files.
Mm-hmm. The new
series, yeah.
I thought we did finish it.
No, there was like 3 more episodes that we just never finished, and I don't know if they're going to do another season for it now, so I don't know. I don't like television. I don't like television because it goes on too long, and you never know when it's going to actually end.
See, that's what's great about Breaking
Bad. They say that it's going to end for like 4 seasons, and then it's still going.
You talking about Supernatural?
Uh-huh.
That's what's great about Breaking Bad, is it is that neat little, okay, you've got the 5 seasons, and it's perfect, except now they're, you know.
Now there's a movie, and now there's a movie. They might do another series. Well, plus Better Call Saul.
That's a prequel, though, and I don't really count that, because
Saul's life got really interesting
mm-hmm.
whenever all that happened.
Because he's still not Saul Goodman in the show. He's still Jimmy... what's his name?
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah.
No.
That's it might be. I don't
know. It's Always Sunny. Jimmy Simpson. He's one of the
McPoyles.
The McPoyles.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also they announced real quick just to mention they announced the Obi-Wan TV
yeah.
show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is pretty exciting.
Clearly. I like how you just started talking about, like, you don't like TV shows, but Obi-Wan's getting a TV show. Ewan McGregor's going to be back.
There's a lot of shows that I actually want to watch this year. Mm-hmm. I want to watch The Mandalorian. I think that could be a lot of fun if it's done right. Because mm-hmm. Rogue One's my favorite Star Wars movie same. By far. And it gives me that same feeling of, like, semi-serious, not Jedi constantly.
And that's kind of what, that's one of the things I talked about last night is, like, I may not, like, really enjoy this new trilogy of movies, at least the first two. But
third one's gonna knock it out of the park.
It might like, and I hope it does. But the side stuff that we've gotten so far, like Rogue One was amazing. I need to get caught up. I need to watch the Clone Wars because that's getting new episodes.
Yeah, I need to go back and rewatch that.
So like the side stuff they've been doing has all been really good. I still need to see Solo. I haven't seen Solo yet. I've heard that was fun.
I liked Solo.
Solo's really good.
I loved Solo.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. But
and not just because of Donald Glover, like I thought it was a legitimately good movie.
Yeah,
and then Donald Glover was in it. That was a good sidebar.
He was a better Billy Dee Williams than that guy was a Han Solo. Like he did a good job.
Yeah,
but like Donald Glover was such a good Billy Dee Williams.
I thought you were going to say he was a better Billy Dee Williams than Billy Dee Williams.
I mean, Donald Glover is pretty good.
I was going to say he was a better Lando than Billy Dee. But man, Billy Dee.
Billy Dee
set the bar for Lando.
Carl Weathers looking jacked.
Still jacked. He's 79,000 and he's still jacked.
Did you see when the Disney Sony stuff was going was like beginning? There was the meme of Donald Glover. It was that scene from Homecoming where he's webbed to the trunk, yeah. And it was like Marvel fans, and then it was Spider-Man was Sony and Disney. It's like, whoa, wait, no, get back here and fix this.
Right now.
You can't leave me like this. Get back here and fix this.
We only have just a few minutes left before we have to get out of here. Well, we don't have to get out of here, but I want to because I'm hungry.
Fair enough.
I don't know about you guys. I wanted I to ask you, though,
my hands.
While we had a second.
Are you still on the roids?
Yeah, no. Oh, that's a story. After. Sorry. You just got me mad.
We can't share that now?
Is it the roid rage?
It might be.
Jesus.
So I've got really bad eczema on my hands right now, and it's this like special kind of eczema that extra sucks. And it's already cost me like $100 in doctor's visits and prescriptions.
Yeah.
Boo.
So I went to the urgent care and they said, hey, and she's like, I think this is eczema. You need to take, and this part looks infected. You need an antibiotic and you need an oral steroid and you need a steroid cream. Cool. It helped kind of, but not a lot. So I went to my primary doctor. My primary doctor's like, this looks like eczema, but I'm not 100% sure. Can you come and talk to this other doctor that's here? I was like, sure. So I paid two office visits for the second doctor to be like, yes, the first doctor was correct. The urgent care doctor was right, but they weren't aggressive enough in the treatment. So we're going to put you on a stronger antibiotic for longer, a stronger steroid for longer, and then a stronger cream. Cool. And it actually started to help. Like the swelling went down. The bumps went down and everything. But then I finished my steroid and everything. Like, I still have the cream that I'm using that's just not helping. But the oral steroid I finished, like, a week ago. And ever since then, I've started to get new bumps, which I wasn't getting new bumps when I was on the steroid. I'm going back to getting worse. So I called the office, and I was like, hey, I need to talk to the doctor about potentially prescribing me an oral steroid.
Yeah.
Because stuff is going wrong. And like, okay, we'll talk to them and either we will call in the steroid or we'll have to like call to try to set up an appointment for you to come back in. Which I don't want to go back in because
it's money.
I don't, yeah.
Every time you go in.
Every time. And thankfully, like I have good insurance, so I just have to like pay an office visit copay.
Mm.
But that still is like, I don't have a lot of extra money to be dropping on office visits.
Yeah, yeah.
So I call them, they call me back, but I'm at work and I barely miss the call. So I miss it. They're like, hey, we need you to call us back. It's like, well, crap. That's them wanting to set up an appointment. So I call them back when I leave work, and they're like, oh, they actually just left for the day.
Oh.
But they wanted to know why you wanted to be re-prescribed the steroid. And I was like, I told them in detail why I wanted to be re-prescribed the steroid, because my stuff isn't fixed and it's getting worse, and it seemed to get better when I was on the steroid.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated. I'm sorry.
So are they still not
No, I have to wait for them to call me back tomorrow morning.
She's still playing phone tag.
Yeah, I have to wait for them to call me back tomorrow morning so I can and I told the lady, like, well, can you just tell them, like, this is why? And she's like, well, they'll call you in the morning. I was like, oh, but I work. I can't just, like, guarantee that I'm going to
be. And then you asked her, like, are you at work right now?
Right.
You are? All right. We're in which office?
So if someone just calls you.
Give me a few minutes.
Yeah.
If someone... You just drive over there and, like, reach in and start strangling her. Give me steroids, bitch.
I want to get jacked.
Your hands are going to be so strong.
How can I get these gains?
Not. My fingers are so screwed up that I can't use my fingerprint swiper half the time because I'm no longer recognized.
Oh.
Yeah. It's real annoying. Like, that's not, there's no fingerprint. That's all just growth.
Are you sure? Sorry. Between growth and the squeal out, something was funny.
Dale Gribble would love to be in your position.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't have to burn off his fingerprints anymore.
God, I'm about ready to burn my hands
off. Did you hear about the Ion Fury thing?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if you, did you guys talk about it last night?
No.
I wonder what you thought about it, because I know it goes to fuck those guys, because I agree, but just the thought process. Did you hear about this, Dalton?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Of miscommunication, which also, do you know what the original name of that game was?
It was Maiden Fury, wasn't it?
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, Iron Maiden.
And then Iron Maiden sued them
okay.
to change it because it was too close, so they just changed the name of the game to Ion Fury.
And there was so much goodwill for
and
this
game. And then Ray Fury sued.
Ray Fury. There was so much goodwill towards this game. Everybody was like, oh, this is an amazing game. And they were kind of like, oh, Iron Maiden's kind of shitty for making you change the title. So these guys had everything going for them. Like, they were great reviews.
Underdogs.
Well, then people were playing the game and they found, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. There's a part in the game where they referred to something. There was a secret word, the secret area containing the word fag bag.
Yep. Like, it was spray painted on the wall, but you had to, like, clip through the wall to get there. Like, it wasn't supposed to be in the game. It's just, like,
yeah,
it was just there.
But it was still made.
Yeah.
Someone put it in, and there were shampoo bottles with the word O-gay on them.
Instead of Olay.
It was O-gay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, these, and then apparently there was also some transphobic content in it. There was,
Their Discord, like, the game's Discord channel had a couple developers in there who made transphobic jokes and comments.
And what they did was, originally, they apologized. They said they were going to take the content out. And I think they were going to donate money to...
So they were... Because there's a really, really good episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily, the Monday episode from this week. I recommend everyone check it out because they go, like, in-depth on it. And it's just a really good conversation. But they do... They said that they were going to remove the word from the wall. They were going to remove the O-gay comment. They were then going to implement a policy, like a zero tolerance policy, that if developers or anyone working with whatever the game studio and the publisher were, like, if you were found to have, like, these comments or something, you will be fired. No ifs, ands, or buts. They're not going to work with any about that. They're going to donate $10,000 to the Trevor Project.
Oh, good.
And, like, yeah, it was just like, okay, they're getting ahead of it. They're like, whatever.
And then the twist. Instead... The developer of the game, head developer Richard Gobiel, go fuck yourself. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oh, God.
It goes by the handle Terminx.
Terminx.
Oh, they maybe misspelled it. Oh, yeah, I guess Terminx. Okay. Terminx said that we will absolutely not be censoring Ion Fury or any of our other games, now or in the future, including but not limited to removing gags such as gaming's most controversial face wash. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. And now people are negative review bombing them on Steam, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But it's not just the people that are pissed about it. It's also people that were pissed they were changing it in the first place.
Yeah.
Including this comment. This one. If I could refund this game at this point, I would. I would, because despite being a wonderful game and something I've dreamed about since all FPS turned into Call of Duty generics, I won't ever support a company that caves into the cries of the oh-so-oppressed boohoo snowflakes. Like... Now they're getting
you've
shit
upset
on from,
both sides.
Yeah, both also, sides are shitting on you now.
So in the same statement that he says we will not be censored, he also goes on to say, please understand that our forums and Discord need to be kept free of hate and harassment and blah blah, like, essentially just saying, like, we recognize our mistake. The point has been proven multiple times over. He's just super shitty about it all the way around.
Yeah.
And then but just the fucking balls on you to claim that the so hilarious magnum opus joke of gay.
This is your life.
As the face.
This is your
watch,
life project here.
That is, you know, that's censorship. But don't call us out on it on our forums. So, or we'll delete you and ban you.
Yeah, 3D Realms, who helped either publish the game or something, I don't even care at this point, said jokes at the expense of marginalized communities will not be present in future games published by 3D Realms. However, a portion of our community made it loud and clear they felt removing "oh gay" was censorship and should be protected by free speech. Void Point wanted to listen and we respected this decision. To be fair, yes, it is freedom of speech. They can put that in there.
But having a private company remove it because it's a stupid fucking joke that's not even funny.
It's not a funny
joke.
That's
not violating your... You know what violates your freedom of speech? If you're arrested for saying it or printing it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Congress specifically passes a law saying you can't say it. Which, by the way, hate speech, not protected.
I was going to say...
Because the First Amendment starts with, Congress shall pass no law. I cannot violate your freedom of speech. I cannot censor you. I can say that, hey, you said something, and that's bullshit, and now you have to face consequences in the form of, I'm not going to associate with you, yeah. I'm not going to give you a platform to express these views I disagree with.
I was
going
to say, Ogay is freedom of speech, and is protected by freedom of speech. No one went to jail because of it.
Yeah.
But if they would have fired the guy for it, that's like, I didn't claim freedom of speech when I got fired from GameStop for something I said.
Mm-hmm.
GameStop was an entity that said, I don't like what you said and we're firing you for it. That's not censoring me.
Right.
That's punishment. That's repercussions for something I did. And it's ridiculous that they're crying about freedom of speech and it's absolutely ridiculous.
They also try to claim that the person who put
they're still, by the way, 3D Realms said they're still going to donate to the Trevor Project anyway.
Oh yeah, well they can't go back on that. But like they can't. They also try to say that, like, the person who put F-Bag on the hidden wall, like, he's from a country that's not a, like, slur.
Okay.
Like, he's not from in America.
Yeah.
So it was, like, it has a different meaning or something like that. So they're like, well, that's why it's there. And you can say that and just be like, okay, that's why that's there, but we're taking it out anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, it's
they do that all the time. In Call of Duty, they had something that I believe, if I remember correctly, was very offensive to Muslims. It was, like, on one of the walls.
And they took it out.
And they took it out. And it wasn't because they didn't put it in there to offend. They just, they had put art assets in there that they were unaware that was offensive to people. So they took it out. There are lots of games where parts of a song or a background image or a poster will be offensive to a certain sect of people. And they take it out. Not because they're backing down, but it's just the right thing to do. That poster isn't going to change the game.
Right.
You know, that art ass is okay being out of the game, changing your enjoyment of this game?
Right.
Like, I think you need to rethink your life.
Yeah, do you need fag bag that hard?
Yeah,
it's insane. They said, we do not support censorship, and we regret our initial decision to alter a sprite in the game instead of trusting our instincts. Trusting your instincts to, oh my God.
Yeah.
Our instincts said, be as shitty human beings as possible, and you know what? We did it.
Right.
Really, like, well. Did it.
Why? I don't know. It's people suck.
Yep.
Yes.
And on that note.
Yeah, we already talked about it, so now I can't make them the motherfucker of the week, but I'll find someone else. That's going to do it for us.
Oh, I'm
tonight.
Sure someone will do something before Thursday.
I got one.
You got one for me?
Yeah, I got one.
After the show.
After the show.
After the show. All right. That's going to do it for tonight's Absolutely Not interview with the Yellow Ranger, who shall not be named. That's the full title of this episode. You guys have a great night. We're going to be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I think something happened this week in wrestling. I honestly don't know. We did
we'll
CCW. That was fun. We'll find out.
There are things.
We'll go to 4-1 Mania. Let's see what Justin Watry thinks. And I'll tell him I don't give a fuck what he thinks. All right, that's tomorrow. Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Till then, good night.